The ladies can't get enough of them.
Kissing burns 5 calories a minute. How about a workout?
He's so desirable, Coach Mike Ditka would date him.
This guy is a good-looking dude.
Yes.
You got bulging muscles. Listen, it's a date you got to have, gang.
Kevin Powell.
You want to get some coffee? Because I like you a latte.
The lover man.
Gotta work on the lines a little bit, but that endorsement from Ditka, huge.
Lines are golden.
You got Ditka. You got Ditka. I mean, that's the thing. Yes. I mean, that is the most impressive thing that has happened to anybody on this program.
Ever.
Ever.
What was his little nickname for you?
Muscles.
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 Me and Coach Ditka hung out over the week, and we're buddies now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hit the weight room.
I thought he was getting on a plane the second he walked out of this studio.
He canceled. He canceled.
He was getting on a plane. And he also said, and he said to me, Con! He's the only guy who ever calls me Con.
My
own family doesn't call me that.
So, Why would they?
I don't know, but they wouldn't. But it was like, Con! Last interview I'm ever doing ever.
That's what he said. We'll have to see. Yeah, he seemed...
All right, now, this is the time of day where we'd be doing the Kevin Powell dating game. We had promoted that. But we have an interesting problem.
Mm-hmm.
Neither contestant showed up.
All right. I don't think they just blew me off. You know, I think this was scheduling issues. Correct?
But how would they miss this? Why would they miss this moment?
You know, things come up. Maybe they had to organize their closet.
Yeah.
Or a dentist appointment.
Did we have good excuses at least?
Celebrating Donald Trump's birthday?
Maybe.
Maybe.
They got a little crazy with the margaritas.
Right. Flag Day. Isn't that ironic that he's on Flag Day?
Mm-hmm. Today was paralegal day. I think she got busy with a case.
This is the one that there's one of these contestants that Kevin is hot for.
Well, he saw the
picture. I think she's hot for me, Raul.
Yeah. Oh. No, he's hot for her. And he's like,
I got to test it out a little bit first.
We got to make sure this is okay. Well, she was.
You were stressing about this.
Unable to attend today's proceedings.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the other one was like, I'm not doing this. And then.
I don't know if that's true.
I do.
Say that. We can't have a contest if there's only one person.
Right. And the other one was like, I'm not doing it then. No. I want to lose this thing because I'm going for the better gift certificate.
What is the loser prize again? Do you get a gift certificate?
Yeah, the $50 Lou Malnati's gift certificate. She wanted the Pete's.
$50 is a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot of za right there. Right?
That is what the kids say.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the kids say.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that, again, we got to clarify. They didn't blow me off here, Ro. I think this was scheduling issues with work, major life moments clearly going on with them. Otherwise, they would have been here. So when is paralegal day? When's round three?
Yeah, I wonder if she'll ever show up.
Well, I don't know that we're going to have round three.
What do you mean? How do
we
cancel
I don't
that?
Know. Well, no, we have two contestants. We could just, you know, could be the finals next week. I don't know.
Colleen and Layla?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question.
No, Layla's
out. Layla didn't make it.
Remember
Layla? She wanted
I think
the
it's Mary.
Weird stuff on her pizza?
Mm-hmm.
She wanted olives and mushrooms on her pizza. No go.
Mm-hmm. Probably a good idea to remember their names.
Yes.
She had a cat purse.
Got all the lines down, but not the names.
Oh, it was Kate. It was Kate and Colleen last
year. Yeah, you had a
Colleen with a huge upset win over Amy.
Yes, that was
right. Stop talking sports, okay?
She was the lower seed in the bracket.
Chicks love that.
She
love to be talked about that way.
She's a dentist. She's a dentist.
She's a highly educated, beautiful woman.
She spends her whole day in other people's mouths. That's a
Kevin,
tough gig.
Kevin, don't respond to that.
Yeah.
Do I want that? In everybody else's mouth?
All right. Look at that.
All right.
See? Now,
okay. Getting jealous now, guys.
Yeah, you are. Now you're mad. Now you're just, he's tender. He's a little tender. Well, Violet, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
What is the best blow-off line you ever used when somebody asked you on a date and you had to, like, I let them down?
Well, I got a couple, but they're true. They just sound ridiculous because I do ridiculous things. So, you know, like my grandma, I'll have to drive my grandma somewhere.
I have to FaceTime with my grandma tonight. Sorry, yeah. I can't hang out.
Hey, you used a grandma one for us when you were late for work one day. Was
that
not true?
Ro was like, that was the lamest excuse I've ever heard, but I had to drive my grandma to the airport.
Got
to
sling some dogs at the hut.
I've had to organize my closet before because I get anxiety if all the clothes aren't facing the right way. And if I have different hangers. So, you know, like if I'm getting dressed for a date and I'm looking at my closet and I'm like, I can't leave. I got to fix this. I'm going to be late.
That's probably what happened to the two contestants today. They had to organize their closets. It's understandable, what is apparently.
What is the best excuse you ever used, Anna, in your singlehoodness?
I think there's always like a little tinge of truth in the best excuses, right? So you can't get caught out, you know, like. A friend came suddenly out of town or something like that.
By the way, as a guy, that is not a good one to accept.
Why
is it friends so
you
much
rather
more important
go out with
than
your
the
friend.
Date? Yeah, what is it about? Well,
she's only bring your
here
friend.
For one night.
We'll bring her along. Is she hot?
That's pretty much how it would go, I think.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's what you do. Yeah. Right?
I'm not very good at excuses, by the way.
You're not a good liar. I can tell.
I'm terrible. That's why I can't play poker. I mean,
right.
It's terrible.
She looks down. She starts fidgeting. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't know. Looks up and then she turns around and walks away in the halfway through the sentence because she can't even complete the sentence.
Yeah, so I would probably just not even agree for the most part. I'd kind of.
But you had there had to be times in your when you were single in your dating life mm-hmm. that you agreed and then. Woke up the next morning and thought, what did I agree to go out with that guy?
Yeah, there have been. Yeah, there were those moments. But I think I would sort of reschedule nicely to a time in the distant future that's not specific.
I would like to, you know what? I'm sorry, because work is so crazy right now. I'm sorry we can't do tonight. But I'm available on August 1st, 2024.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, work, you know, working in the news business for so long, you have lots of things that come up suddenly, too. So there's always
breaking news. Yeah.
Breaking news to go to.
Yeah, I got breaking news. Mm-hmm. So I got to get to you.
But then the problem is they can check your work because they know if you show up on the air or not. So
that's, like I said, well, I'm doing investigative work. That was I used to do that all the time. Oh, yeah, and I've got investigative stuff I got to do. I can't talk about it.
Very important.
Yeah. Pretty much I just say, yeah, we're done.
We're now, done? That's what Judy does.
Yeah,
Judy,
we're done. Bye-bye.
Judy just does the very... two in the back of the head.
The very humane thing. No yeah. preamble, no crying, yeah. no, yeah. oh, God, I love you so much, Judy. No.
That's mm-hmm. better.
We're done.
Just cut all the ties.
We're done.
That's better.
We're done.
Drag
out.
Them along.
And don't forget your clothes.
Has anyone tried the fake sick thing?
Pick up your underwear and get out.
Oh, the clothes. Oh, my God.
Well, it's called a DI, a drop item. You
oh.
leave something behind so that you have to see them again.
Oh.
So you got to make sure they don't leave anything.
Then I just keep it.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do with it?
Well, and
give
then
it
she,
to the next
then
she, part, give it to the next one who comes through.
She then burns it on video and then sends him the video or puts it up on Facebook. Look at this. I burned his socks. I actually took him out in the backyard.
Don't worry about coming back for stuff at Judy's house.
It won't be there.
Mm-mm.
All right. Here's another Judy who's called us at 312-981-7200. Judy.
Hi. I once said that my sister died in a terrible motorcycle accident. And everybody felt really bad. And I felt, oh, good, I got out of it. But then they kept calling to find out where to send flowers for the funeral home.
See, that's just see, yeah, now that's, bad
see,
juju.
That is bad, right.
I'm going to go to hell for that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you know what, Judy? I would normally say, oh, no, you won't. In this case, I'm going to go, yeah,
yes.
You absolutely are going to go to hell for that.
I don't know about hell.
Do you even have a sister?
Do you have a sister?
And I haven't picked out which one sister it was, too.
Wait, I got to go back to that. Do you have a sister?
You have several sisters.
I have two sisters, but it was my older sister that I decided was going to make her demise.
Yeah.
So
didn't like her very much, did you?
It was a bad situation. I can just tell you, at the time, it was warranted.
Yeah, this is wishful thinking on your part, it sounds like. Yeah. Oh, God. And then that, but I mean, in the, right. In the, oh, my God, his sister's died. Oh, no. Oh, no.
See, you can't do that.
Oh,
yeah. What can we do for you? We'll come over. We'll bake a cake. We'll do something. Oh, this is a family need to eat. And no, it's okay. No, it's fine. When's the funeral? We had it already. It's very quick. It's a religious thing. We had to go in the ground. We got to do it. Don't worry about it. The family's
what
going to Fort Lauderdale.
What religion is that?
Zoroastrians. Anyway, we got to go. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, Judy. That was honest.
That's bold. That's
that is.
Yeah, you kill
Judy's
someone.
Are very honest.
We finding worth learning that.
Get out of my house. I
could just see them holding on to Judy's leg, like, come on, please. Judy's trying to kick him off. Right. Come on.
Kick him off. Hey, go get him. Go.
She doesn't even have a dog.
That's me.
Vicious.
And do millennials,
hey, it's called tough love. It's just the way it goes.
Do millennials cancel via text, like in three words?
Is no, the best is you just pretend you didn't get the text. Oh, just got
you ghosted.
That.
What do you mean? Why would you not get the text?
You know, bad signal.
Okay, but here's the problem. I mean, we're talking about the best ways to break up with someone or to tell them break off a date, because we had this happen with Kevin, because we were supposed to do the Kevin Powell dating game today and the two contestants didn't show up.
To be fair to Kevin, one of them had a very important work commitment, and the other
one. So she says. I mean, how do we know that?
Guys, they're actually in my parents' basement right now.
Oh, God.
In blue barrels. Yeah. Anyway.
No, they're in a Jell-O bag.
They're soundproof. It's perfect.
Yeah. Oh, this is sick. All right. This is taking a sick turn.
Yeah. So the point is that that millennials, this thing about missing a text, this just happened to me. I missed a text, like, by a day and a half.
What? You just didn't see it?
I just didn't see it
because another one came through.
What happens is sometimes on your phone,
tell us.
Here's what
happens. We'll be able to use this later.
You know how you get the notification on your phone and, like, you get the little pop-up, little push notification? Mm-hmm. And if you drag it down, at least on the iPhone, if you drag it down, you can see what it says. And then it erases it new. It doesn't erase it, but it says it's not new.
It's read already because you looked at it.
Right, it's read already, and I forgot that I read it. Mm-hmm. And then you know, we get a lot of texts during the day. We have a lot of action here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get a lot of texts.
A lot of action. Mm-hmm.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah.
I was talking about, and even a woman. This is a work thing that happened. This is a kind of an important work item. And I forgot to respond to this dude, like, for a day and a half, and it was like a, do you want to sign the contract or not kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I just got this. So that just got this. I know nobody believes it because of people like Violetta.
Mm-hmm.
Who've ruined that.
I don't do that, but sometimes, like, if someone doesn't respond and you don't want to double text, I'll just send the same exact text message again and be like, oh, my phone double sent it. I'm sorry.
Everyone knows that trick.
Yeah, I know, but
that is the oldest trick in the book. That's ever said when Steve Jobs invented the iPhone, he did that.
You planned for that.
Well, sometimes it sends in green and sometimes it sends in blue, so you got to switch it up and be I didn't have signal, so it sent it in green and now it's sending it in blue.
Oh, you can do that though, actually, unless you're sending to somebody who has you could turn off your iMessage and then send it in green, and if you're afraid you're going to get ghosted, and then send it in blue.
Yeah, it's pretty elaborate, but sometimes it's necessary.
Ghosted? Does anybody call it ghosted?
No, I was ignoring that. Is that when someone doesn't respond?
Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
It's called ghosting.
Oh. Who calls it that?
Merriam-Webster's Dictionary. I don't know. That's a term. Don't be ghosting me.
I think it's just called ignoring someone.
That is what.
It is in the Urban Dictionary. I'm looking it up.
Yeah, ghosting.
You're so urban.
Urban Dictionary.
You're
urban
on the edge.
Got ghosted edge today,
bro.
Yeah, no, it's ghosting. That's when people just don't respond. Yeah. I got a lot of people in my life that ghost me. That's just what goes on. Hey, what you doing?
And then how do you get their attention? What do you do? Do that high-pitched voice thing you do?
I don't know.
Get rid of them.
But I do.
Me.
It's like, hey,
over here.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey.
You ask them, do you want to get breakfast? No response. You want to get lunch? No response. What about dinner tonight? Okay, just drinks.
Can I bring something over to the house? Do you need me to change your tires?
I have a feeling you're pretty good at getting attention when you want it, Ro.
You think?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I do. Yeah.
All right. Let us.
So they're coming back eventually, right?
The two girls.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're fine. I don't know. Our producer Jeff said he was having difficulty getting both of them to commit to a future
date. I'm thinking
date.
Just go out with.
They're busy.
Mike Ditka.
I'll go out with Ditka.
You know,
absolutely.
He's your wingman.
Can we play? I want to play that one more time before we go to Violetta's traffic. The open to the Kevin Powell dating game
so
from
great.
Today, because this really is it. And it's too bad, because, you know, and we don't know why the contestants wouldn't show up when they heard something like this.
They're important people. I can't imagine. Crying for me.
Right, exactly.
they got things to
do. You're right. You're right, Kev. No, you're totally right.
The ladies can't get enough of them.
Kissing burns 5 calories a minute.
How about a workout?
He's so desirable. Coach Mike Ditka would date him.
This guy is a good-looking dude.
He is.
You got bulging muscles. Listen, it's a date you got to have, gang.
Kevin Powell.
You want to get some coffee? Because I like you a latte.
The Loverman.
Loverman. Loverman of muscles. My nicknames now.
The Atlanta Powder Max got the WGN traffic trouble spots if she dares.
I'm sorry, I'm just throwing up. A mixed bag of travel times. The heavier side, we have the outbound Stevenson, an hour 15 from... I feel like I have to talk slower because of this music. It's an hour 15 from Lakeshore Drive to 355, 45 minutes inbound. The Ike, an hour between Thorndale and the old post office. The Dan Ryan, 30 minutes between 95th and the Burn Circle. I'm Violetta Padromedic in WGN Traffic Central.